This is a journey to the past that begins right around the corner. A real American hometown. Today, it will be plums. Some quick math as you stand on the front lawn of the Rose Orphans Home in the gray hours of early morning. 30 to 40 beds times 3 cottages, roughly 100 orphans at this institution. But then, that's not all the orphans in Terre Haute, Indiana. Further east, down Route 40, stands the Glenn County Home, and up until recently, there was the St. Anne Orphanage for Girls, run by the Sisters of Providence. In 1926, the count of orphan children in Terre Haute, Indiana, approaches 200. This may seem like quite a lot for a city of Terre Haute's size, but keep in mind, these children are not just foundlings. In June of 1926, food stamps, unemployment insurance, and aid to dependent children simply do not exist. Women are integrated into the workforce at the lowest wage levels. Two-income families are rare. If a male provider should die, abandon his family, or simply lose his job, there will often be no alternative to the breakup of the family. The children then become wards of the community. Prevailing standards set by that community determine how those children are reared. In the American Midwest of 1926, it's generally hard discipline mixed with Bible recitation. Here at the Rose Orphans Home, as with most other orphanages, individual attention to a child will only occur when there's a problem. Personal taste is not considered. Any potential choices that might reflect a child's taste, food or clothes, for instance, are made for everyone equally. Canned plums for dessert on Tuesdays, available clothing from a pile of public donations. For the minimum that's provided, the maximum is always expected. Every hour of the day is accounted for, every move supervised. The assigned work tasks will most often be adult in their requirements. The children are expected to scrub huge pots, clean second-story windows, shovel coal into boilers. Accidents are common. The rationale for all this strenuous work is that it will fill empty hours otherwise lost to loneliness. The boys and girls here are in some cases brothers and sisters who now have only an occasional opportunity to sneak a glance or wave across a crowded dining hall. Here at the Rose Orphans Home, words are not permitted during mealtimes. Neither are tears.